The Story of the Gingerbread Boy. Once upon a time, there was a little old man and a little old woman and a little boy who lived in a house in the green forest. One morning, the little old woman said to the little boy,
"Son, I've just made a little gingerbread boy. I used currants for his eyes, white frosting for his mouth, and raisin buttons for his jacket. Now you watch the oven while I go out to work in the garden."
But the little boy didn't mind his mother. He didn't watch the oven every minute. And all of a sudden, he heard a noise. He looked up, and the oven door popped open, and out of the oven jumped the gingerbread boy, and went rolling end over end through the house, down the path to the woods. The little boy ran after him as fast as he could, and when his mother and father saw the gingerbread boy rolling past them, they called,
"Stop! Stop!"
and began to chase him. But the gingerbread boy only laughed and said,
"Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man."
And on he ran through the woods. Pretty soon he came to a big brown bear, and the bear said,
"Where are you running, gingerbread boy?"
But the gingerbread boy only laughed at the bear and called back,
"Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've outrun a little boy and a little old woman and a little old man, and I can run faster than you, too. I can.
And he could. The bear trotted as fast as his legs would carry him, but he soon had to give up and stop by the roadside to rest. On went the gingerbread boy, and by he saw a little white rabbit. The rabbit wrinkled up his little pink nose when he smelled the delicious smell of the gingerbread boy and started to chase him. But the gingerbread boy only laughed until he almost popped his raisin buttons.
"Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've outrun a little boy and a little old woman and a little old man and a big brown bear, and I can run faster than you, too. I can.
And he could. The rabbit hopped as fast as he could, but he couldn't catch the gingerbread boy. By and by, the gingerbread boy came to a fox that lay quietly by a corner of a fence. The fox called out softly,
"Where are you going, gingerbread boy?"
The gingerbread boy laughed and called out,
"I've outrun a little boy and a little old woman and a little old man and a big brown bear and a white rabbit, and I can run faster than you, too. I can.
But the fox turned his head to one side and drawled,
"I can't quite hear you, gingerbread boy. Won't you come a little closer?"
So the foolish gingerbread boy came a little closer and called out in a louder voice,
"I've outrun a little boy and a little old woman and a little old man and a big brown bear and a white rabbit, and I can run faster than you, too. I can.
But the sly old fox only stretched out his neck toward the gingerbread boy and put one paw behind his ear.
"Can't quite hear you. Won't you come a little closer, gingerbread boy?"
So the gingerbread boy came up close and yelled,
"I've outrun a little boy and a little old woman and a little old man and a big brown bear and a white rabbit, and I can run faster than you, too. I can.
But the fox opened his mouth and said,
"You can you?"
And he snapped up the gingerbread boy in one bite. But it really didn't matter too much, you know, for gingerbread boys are baked to be eaten.